The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep hiking, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. That's some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
You know, he's 230 pounds, but he's fast. He runs like a 4.3. He creates separation from DBs. You know, any little space, he's taking it. You know, it's definitely a tough challenge. He's big, he's strong. He can run you over. He can jump around you. He can spin. He can jump over the top of you. You know, he can stiff arm. You know, you just got to corral him. You know, it takes one or two guys to take him down, three or four guys.
Well, that's Von Miller with his scouting report for Saquon Barkley. But as Mark just shared with us, just something to watch for, the possibility that Saquon Barkley may not even play, or if he does, it may be for a very limited amount of time because coming back from an ACL, first game on turf, Giants play Thursday on grass against division rival Washington. Perhaps, we don't see as much of Saquon Barkley as expected. As for Von Miller going up against old friend Nate Solder, the former CU Buff, the pride of Buena Vista, he's making his first ever start at right tackle.
Yeah.
And Vaughn will be lined up over him, most likely. So, wow. Sleepless nights for Nate Solder right now?
Hey, there's no question about it. Here's the other thing, Mike. When you look at the Giants roster right now, I mean, they've been kind of snake bit, you know, like Denver last year was a bit snake bit from an injury standpoint. But right now, it looks like Kyle Rudolph, who hasn't played at all, he didn't start practicing until this week. So you remember the tight end from Minnesota, who is in his 11th season. He had a foot surgery this spring. So he hasn't played at all. He just started practicing this week. He may be their only healthy tight end. And this group runs as much two tight end formation as I've watched on film. They play as much 12 and 13 personnel. Caden Smith is hurt right now. Evan Ingram, I don't think Evan Ingram is going to play, who is a dynamic athlete. And, you know, a really big-time passing threat. They may have to bring two guys up from the practice squad to play this weekend at the tight end position because I think Kyle Rudolph might be on a pitch count. So you're talking not only Saquon Barkley's hurt, they don't have a tight end, and oh, by the way, their wide receiving core with Kenny Galladay, who they signed a big contract with, and Kadarius Toney, who was their first-round pick, those guys haven't played the preseason because they're both coming off an injury. So, I mean, you're like, hey, we don't have any tight ends, but the good news is we don't have any receivers either, and our starting running back, he may not play.
Next on the Morning Brew.
No, I don't know if it's rare. I mean, I think we expected him to have an impact. I was around a guy, Saquon Barkley, who, you know, we ran the tires off of him, and he was Rookie of the Year, and he was ready for it, and he did a great job. And, you know, we expect Javonte to come out and play it at a high level, much like Saquon did as a rookie.
Pat Shurmur talking about Javonte Williams and intrigue now for the Broncos and the possibility, what if the Ravens, who are just decimated by injuries, they lost two more players to ACLs, they've lost their top two running backs to ACLs, what in a season in which the Broncos have made all their moves with the idea that they're trying to win now, what happens if the Ravens come calling and say, we'll give you a third-round pick for Melvin Gordon? Do you do it?
Heck yes. Yeah.
You take your starting running back in a year in which you're trying to win right now, and you trade him for a day number two pick.
Yeah, you open up salary cap room. You open up. Yeah, look at what's your future? What's the future with Melvin Gordon? You don't have one, right?
This is his last year.
Yeah, you don't have a future with Melvin Gordon. And Melvin Gordon has done a great job getting himself in shape and all that. Now, I do believe late last night, they went out and got Latavius Murray, who refused to take a pay cut for the Saints. So I think they did sign Latavius Murray in Baltimore. But yeah, if you can get value, a third round pick, absolutely. I think you would look at that. I think you have enough depth in that running back room. Now, some of that has to do with, hey, when is Boone going to be healthy and all that? But, You know, I think it's an interesting question at the very least.
Wow, man, you're on it today. I don't even Adam Schefter doesn't have anything about Latavius Murray.
Well, I'm sure. Maybe it didn't happen. I know from last night they were talking. Did it happen, Benny? They brought him in. Okay, they brought him in. They haven't signed him yet. But that's a foregone conclusion.
Okay.
You gotta have a running back, right?
Look at you breaking news. It's like it's draft night all over again. Next on the Morning Bird.
Here's the snap to Brady. They send a safety blisk. It's about a caught ball. Touchdown Tampa Bay. Gronkowski again. Fire the cannons.
I mean, I. How many years have we been watching this? Brady to Gronkowski. I mean, is this something you're getting sick of, America? Or do you kind of have to look at it and go, damn, that's just amazing how these two roll on.
I'm going to start.
And they both look great. I mean, Gronkowski looks like he looks 5 years younger.
Yeah. I'm going to start a new game. You know what the game is? Well, Gronkowski, remember, Gronkowski came back last year after a year away. It took him a while to kind of get calloused and in football shape. And he looked phenomenal. But I'm gonna, you know, they always have the drinking games, like the Bob, like what about Bob type of thing, the Bob Newhart every time he says whatever. I'm gonna go with every time Brady completes a pass to Gronkowski, I take off an article of clothing, if he gets a touchdown, I think it's two articles of clothing. And so eventually you see at the end of the game if you're completely naked.
That's taking my shirt off.
I'm thinking about, like, that's going to be my new game when I watch Brady to Gronkowski. I can't do that in the booth, though, although the button challenge, the button has been saved. If you came to me in the third quarter and I only have my underpants on, I don't think America's quite ready for that.
Apparently, the Ravens have signed Devontae Freeman.
Really? Devontae Freeman? Look at you breaking the news.
Well, no, I just got that from one of our birdies. So,
Devontae Freeman, though.
Boy, that's just a...
You talk about a sad story. You know, we talk about the value of the running
back.
Plus,
they signed him to their... Well, okay, they signed him to the practice squad, but the idea is that he'll be promoted to the Ravens active roster, but that can't be your final answer.
That guy at one point, I thought, was one of the best backs in the league. And then...
He was?
It's like Todd Gurley. Dude, you age in dog years, you know? I mean, you just go from, man, he's really good, to, man, what happened to that guy? He's taking a beating.
A couple other quick stories. Rockies get a couple of ninth inning home runs and rally to beat the Phillies 4-3. And I also want to send out, personally, congratulations to the great Peter McNabb, who has been inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Very well deserved for a guy who has just been an incredible force on the Avalanche and hockey front for decades here in Colorado, and many times coming on this station and doing great stuff covering the Avalanche and talking hockey with us. So I want to send out that shout out to Peter McNabb. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Up next, Cecil Lammy. He tells us why the Broncos will beat the Giants on Sunday. That's next.